Okay, now it's time for this.
What's the curtis?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Play along, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's the curtis?
Chappers won yesterday, didn't he? No, Becky did.
I know, we let Becky win, didn't we?
We let her win, yeah.
No, you didn't. I won fair and square.
No, you said you were ill and you wanted to...
Yeah, and then I went on to win fairly.
Well, because I let you.
All right, OK. All right, let's do the first situation.
Oh... What's
the curtain? Right, you know, that was the wrong one, really, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
It's a short game. Anyhow.
Anyway.
Oh, what's the curtain?
You know Girls Aloud?
Yeah.
They've had loads of hits.
Lots and lots and lots.
Do you know how many?
What, 24?
19.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm thinking of the future ones as well.
It's weird with Girls Aloud, because you don't realise they've been around for such a long time, and, like, when you get that greatest hits thing, you're like, God, there's so many songs, you just...
Brilliant.
Kind of, yeah,
brilliant.
Really good as well. You could probably name most of them, Chappers, but...
Quite a lot of them, yeah.
But do you think Girls Aloud can?
Yeah.
That's my question to you today. Well, this is the question I asked them originally, which didn't really make any sense.
Girls Aloud, name as many hits of your own hits as you can in 1 minute.
No, that was it was a little bit late at the Brit Awards.
Wait, late? Mm. What, were you tired and emotional?
Really tired, yeah.
Right.
What I meant to ask was, how
anything,
many...
Had anything caused your tired and emotional state?
I was just tired, wasn't I, Becky?
I think I'd left you by that point.
Girls Aloud, name as many hits of your own hits as you can in 1 minute.
There's a time when I just sort of give up on you and go off and do my own thing. I think I was trying to sneak my way into the backstage area at that point.
Anyway, how many of their own hits...
Hits of their own hits.
...do you think Girls Aloud can name out of 19? Becky can go first.
Were they more or less tired and emotional than you were?
Same.
Okay, four.
Do they have a time limit?
1 minute.
Five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here are Girls Aloud, but how many hits of their own hits can they find out in 1 minute?
Girls Aloud, name as many hits of your own hits as you can in 1 minute. Go.
Okay. Sound of the Underground, No Good Advice.
Life Got Cold.
First Jump.
The Show.
Love Machine.
Stand by you. Wake me up.
Biology.
See the Day.
No, but Long Hot Summer.
Yeah.
That's from biology.
That was it from biology, and then
no,
what?
It wasn't.
It's 19,
was.
For God's sake!
And then got something kind of ooh, sexy, no.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of history.
Hello there.
You forgot.
Hello there.
What?
Hello there.
Promise, obviously.
Loving kind.
We've missed
loving kind.
Is that 20?
I think we're low now. We've missed.
Oh yeah.
We've got low.
I think we're low now. Remember that?
It's about time we won. Thank you.
That
did you take your organ with you?
Yeah.
I think you asked that question and then just stood back playing
the organ. Swaying along.
I liked that they tried to blank out this one from their memories.
I think we're alone now. We've missed.
Oh, yeah.
We've got loads.
I think we're alone now. Do you remember that?
Remember that one?
That wasn't one of their best.
I tried to blank that one out, said Nicola. They also forgot Call the Shots,
right,
which I liked,
mm-hmm,
and Speak French.
Did they forget to speak French and all that?
Yeah. So, 17
good
out of 19.
Them.
Fair play to them. Do you think they had a little drink?
Not a whole lot of history.
Forgot. Hello there.
What's that?
Not as much as you, Dad.
Why did you say that?
Did you just say not as much as you, Dad?
You'd had.
Oh, he started calling him Dad because he was so old. Sorry,
Becky.
Sorry.
I don't think Becky's going to win today, do you?
Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Seriously.
That was low. Yeah, it was. I don't think you should stand for that.
You know Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
We, like, really like her.
Really like her.
She was in today with Joe Wiley in the, like, mm-hmm, live lounge. You notice that she, like... says, like, quite a lot, like.
Does she?
Yeah. How many times today did, like, Kelly Clarkson say, like, with Joe Wiley? Chappers, you can go first.
Thanks. I'm going to say 21.
21. Beck Claw.
17.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's totally Kelly Clarkson-like.
I've never done an interview like this. I mean, I know, like, yeah, I know, like, maybe, like,
that's me, like,
I like Nanette Lepore's jackets. I like, yeah, I like, and I just tell her, like, things I like, but she's, like, but we're kind of like Jay-Z. That's, like, he has to be, like, oh, I'd totally be, like,
but I mean,
like, same dreams. But I'm, like, that age where I'm, like, not cool anymore. I was, like, they had to, like, is that, like, I know, you, like, I'm, like, but they're, like, all married. Videos and stuff like that, and I might be able to do like something like that, like a music kind of thing.
Intimate.
I like both of them. I mean, I like the intimacy of like theaters. I like to almost like, but it's like you know, like, but like it's like a little over a year maybe or something like that. We started working together and wrote like I think like four made it. This is like one of the fun ones on tour. I mean, it's like they come alive like in the audience. See, that's like the fans I like to win over. The ones that are like what?
Today.
Yeah, I'm like I don't want to be held accountable for that. I love that.
He's
like everybody
that.
Was, and I feel like we dated.
Was Joe just saying random words during that interview? At one point, she just went intimate,
yeah.
and then went, "Yeah, he's got buckets like that."
No, what we did was we put all the likes together.
Oh, right.
So that wasn't how the interview actually originally sounded.
He's got buckets like that, then. Who was she referring to there?
I lost count, to be fair, but it was at least 60. So Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
One more. You know football?
I do know football, yeah.
It's the Champions League tonight.
It certainly is.
I'll be watching, will you?
Most definitely. Which game will you be watching?
Oh, I can't decide yet.
Right. But out of the four that are on, which do you reckon you'd...
Like I said, I'll think about it
all
in
right,
seven.
Okay,
I've got a
right.
show on and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. Four big games.
Do you know what confuses me, though?
Which game to watch?
No, offside.
Right.
Can you explain that to me?
What, the offside rule? Yeah?
Go on.
Basically, there need to be two members of the defending team between the final attacking player and the goal when the ball is played.
Okay, good. Thanks for that. Here's my question to you now. We went onto the streets of Britain. That's
the
special street near yeah. Radio 1. And we asked 15 people to explain the offside rule. How many
15?
People?
15.
15. How many people out of those 15 would be able to explain it?
Oh, my God.
Chappers.
Four. And I'm being slightly generous.
Becky?
I was going to say five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the people on Stupid Street explaining the offside rule.
Can you explain the offside rule to me?
In football, yeah, definitely. I played for many years. It's, well, I don't know how to explain it in English.
In football, can you please explain the offside rule to me?
Oh, it's something about someone from the other team being on the wrong side.
It's when a striker is between, gets past the ball.
Okay, well, it's when you go past one of the men that you're not supposed to go past when he's on the line.
All right, great. I think it's about being in front of the ball, or the person with the ball. Oh, that might be rugby.
Can you please explain to me the offside rule in football?
Yeah, I could do that. All right, the offside rule is... Now, obviously, if a ball is played by your teammate and you're in front of the defenders, then that means... No.
I would assume it's something to do with the ball being off the pitch. It's offside, but that's it.
I know it's not that.
So they, like, chuck it in? Or...
No, it's when, like, a team has a ball...
The offside.
And then someone else from their team is...
Oh, on the wrong bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone from their team is in front of them.
Can you please explain the offside rule to me?
Well, it's when the
Is it about being in front of the ball?
There must be one player between before the striker goes behind the... Sorry.
Oh, it's
it's when the ball is like when someone's at the other side, and then if the same person in your team is like opposite someone in the other team and they cross it over to you but someone's in between, and then that's the offside, and then you can't cross it over like that.
Say it with confidence.
There must be a defender. Sorry, the striker must not be the... Sorry.
Can you please explain the offside rule?
It's something like they pass it from... Because there's sections in the football pitch and they pass it over... They skip one to like where the goal area is or something like that.
I thought it was just when the striker passes it through the two defenders.
No.
Isn't it? When there's over through the side.
But sometimes the offside rule isn't the offside rule.
What? She's probably got a valid point.
But sometimes the offside rule isn't the offside rule.
Has she not?
No.
Can you please explain to me the offside rule in football?
Yeah, I could do that. All right, the offside rule is... Now, obviously, if a ball is played by your teammate...
That's my favourite one.
...and you're in front of the defenders... Then that mean no.
I don't. Was there any? None.
A big fat zero.
To all the people on the text having a go at the moment, you forgot the goalkeeper in the defensive side. I didn't say two defenders, I had two members of the defending team.
Okay. Chappers victorious today on Oh, What's Occurring? Well done.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Let me know how you did. 8 double 1 double 9.